never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the award-winning journalist and author Alec MacGillis. His latest piece was the cover story in last Sunday's New York Times. It was entitled The Tragedy of Baltimore. Alec, good to see you.
Thank you, Tom.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. The first is one called Ghettocide, A True Story of Murder in America. What's that about?
That's a book that came out just a couple years ago by the LA Times police reporter, Jill Leovi. And it's an amazing book that really has kind of shaped my thinking on urban violence and urban policing. She embedded with the LA homicide unit for several years and tells a story of how you try to catch killers in one American city. And the key insight that her book delivers is that the best way to prevent homicides, prevent violence, is to close cases, to close homicide cases, to prove to the community that there is, in fact, law and consequence, and, of course, also to get the killer off the street. But above all, really, just to show that actually that society cares about these deaths, these losses, and is going to take action against it. That I found just such a powerful insight that she delivers in a really strong narrative way.
And of course, this piece that you wrote for the New York Times this week, you know, is about that very issue of violence and the fact that the Baltimore Police Department has not been not able to close a number of cases over the last several years.
Exactly. Our closure rate dropped from about 50% to below 30% in the last few years. So that just means that there are a lot of people walking around out there on the streets who have killed people and have gotten away with it.
And another book that you want to talk about related to this topic called Uneasy Peace, The Great Crime Decline, The Renewal of City Life and the Next War on Violence, is by a guy named Patrick Sharkey.
Yes, this book came out more recently, just last year, and also shaped my thinking on this whole issue. Sharkey's a very well-respected sociologist in New York, and he tries to make sense of this crime decline that we've seen in most cities, unfortunately not including ours of late, but most cities in this country, and how it came about. And he argues that it had a lot to do with grassroots organizations in cities that sprang up in the 90s, in the midst of our terrible crime wave in the 90s, grassroots groups that sprang up to fight back. And he argues that they had a huge impact. But he also makes the case that police themselves matter a lot and just lays out a very convincing case for why we can't overlook how much basic policing still matters in the crime decline we've seen in most cities.
It's interesting because Baltimore, as you mentioned, has not been one of those cities where the crime has declined, or at least declined significantly. It has declined a little bit in the last, you know, several months. But since 2015, there was a big surge. Why is it that Baltimore is the exception to the rule here?
Well, Sharkey would argue that it has a lot to, that actually Baltimore is a classic example of how much the police matter. So that when you have a police department that is unraveling, as ours has, both shrinking in sheer manpower, but also lacking leadership and being utterly demoralized as ours and as dysfunctional as ours has been, that will actually show up in the form of higher crime.
And of course, we all wish the new police commissioner, Michael Harrison, good luck as he takes on this new job. Alec MacGillis, thank you so much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Alec MacGillis is an investigative reporter for ProPublica. He wrote the cover story on last Sunday's New York Times. He's also the author of a biography of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called The Cynic. Alec is recommending Ghettocide, A True Story of Murder in America by Jill Leovi, and Uneasy Peace, The Great Crime Decline, The Renewal of City Life, and the Next War on Violence by Patrick Sharkey. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.